circulated in Beirut about covert US efforts to hold official contacts with the Hezbollah movement. While members of the movement deny any reports on the alleged contacts, they point to regular meetings with former officials and prominent American academics. The trend appears to have intensified with Hezbollah's evolution over the past years, as it is now described as a vital regional player. Just last month, head of the movement Sayed Hassan Nasrallah participated in a three-way summit alongside the Syrian and Iranian leaders in Damascus.
Hezbollah is a strategic player in Lebanon and the Middle East, I think. And if you want to play any political role towards the Lebanese situation and the regional situation, I think you have to contact with Hezbollah.
Many believe that the talk of the U.S.-Hezbollah dialogue could be viewed hand-in-hand with changes in American regional policies. One of these most notable changes is the appointment of Robert Ford as U.S. ambassador to Syria after a period of soured bilateral relations during the era of former U.S. President George Bush.
The Americans' position in the Middle East is at nearly an all-time low. It remains so. Clearly, Hezbollah has taken the upper hand in Lebanon. It is the strongest party on the ground here. Clearly, any momentum between the Israelis and Palestinians for peace has run aground. That situation there is stagnant.
While Hezbollah maintains its contacts with the Americans remain on an unofficial level, members of the party routinely meet with European officials. The European Union's former foreign policy chief, Javier Solana, has described Hezbollah as being part of Lebanese political life as it is represented in parliament. One of the main reasons behind enhanced ties between the Europeans and Hezbollah is believed to be the UNIFIL peacekeeping forces in South Lebanon, which mainly consists of troops from European countries.
Hezbollah has a stable connections, and I think some of my colleagues in the Hezbollah's parties meet maybe weekly or something like that, the leaders of the UNIFIL in the south of Lebanon, and discuss about the security and the political Lebanese issues.
The leader of the French General Assembly is scheduled to meet Hezbollah figures in a visit he will pay to Beirut later this month. In Lebanon's last parliamentary elections, Hezbollah scored a landslide victory in the south of the country and hence asserted itself as the leader of a Shiite community, which is the largest in Lebanon. Hence, Hezbollah now has a major say in Lebanese political affairs, especially in its foreign relations. Ali Risk, Press TV,